This afternoon, we're going to think about the verses 57 through to 64 of the Psalm 119. Keith, thou art my portion, O Lord. I have said that I would keep thy words. I entreated thy favour with my whole heart. Be merciful unto me, according to thy word. I thought on my ways and turned my feet unto thy testimonies. I made haste and delayed not to keep thy commandments. The bands of the wicked have robbed me, but I have not forgotten thy law. At midnight I will rise to give thanks unto thee because of thy righteous judgments. I am a companion of all them that fear thee, and of them that keep thy precepts. The earth, O Lord, is full of thy mercy. Teach me thy statutes. We know that God will bless the reading of his word to our hearts. Throughout this study into the Psalm 119, I have showed you that this psalm is divided into 22 subsections. Each subsection is a title, and that title is a letter of the Hebrew alphabet. We often say, whenever we're referring to basic aspects of information, this is the ABC, because the ABC is the most rudiment knowledge of English grammar, of English language. It all begins with the ABC, and we should never forget the ABC, because if we do, if we do forget the alphabet, well, we'll struggle to read. So it is important to get back to basics. And what God is doing here in the Psalm 119 is showing us his ABCs, the importance of fundamental Bible knowledge. And what this psalm shows us is that the Word of God is the most important book. There is no book like the Bible. We need to know the Bible, we need to understand the Bible, and we need to appreciate the Bible is the Word of God. But in conjunction with this great study upon the Bible, which the Psalm 119 is, we have the pictures of the Hebrew language, because every Hebrew letter is a little picture, a representation of something drawn from everyday life. Therefore, the Aleph is a picture of the ox, the Beth is the picture of the house, the Gimel represents the camel, the Daleth is the door, the He is the window, the Vav is the nail, the Ayin is the hammer, and today we come to the Keth, and the Keth represents the fence. And it is striking that so many of these little pictures relate to the construction industry. We have a house, we have a nail, we have a hammer, we have a window, and now we've got a fence. The children of Israel had building in their heart. It was in their psychology, in their makeup. Whenever they reached the promised land, after all those years in the wilderness, they had to begin a nation from scratch. They had to build their houses, they had to establish their towns and their cities. They were a building people. Whenever you look into the Old Testament, you find out about the buildings the children of Israel built, especially Solomon's great temple. There were so many details that were given. God had a clear interest in wanting us to know the details of that building, the building that God erected. Even way back before Israel was established as a nation, we have the construction of the ark, and we're given all the various aspects of the material that Noah used in order that he might build that massive floating vessel to save humanity and to save the various species of animals when the flood was coming upon this world. So the Bible has so much to say about construction, so much to say about building. And, of course, the lesson throughout all of this is that we are building our lives. We're establishing our lives. And if we are to build our lives, we need to build our lives upon a good foundation. The Lord Jesus Christ taught that if you hear his word and if you follow his word, you're like the wise man that built this house on the rock. But if we refuse the word of God, we're like the foolish man that builds the house upon the sand. We need a foundation to build our lives on. The word of God is the only foundation. As you think upon your life, are you in the foundation? Are you standing on solid rock? Are you standing on the rock of Scripture? Is the word of God guiding you in life? The Word of God should guide us as we direct our families. The Word of God should be the basic principles upon which we educate our children. The Word of God should be the basics upon which the legal framework of a nation is established. But sadly today, families, schools, governments are cutting off their moorings with God's word, and that's leading us all to disaster. We should never get away from the principles of God's word. What does the calf have to teach us about the word of God? Calf is the fence. What does the fence have to teach us about God's word? Well, what is a fence used for? A fence is used for marking out our territory. We put a fence around our gardens so that it is clearly seen where our garden ends and where the public thoroughfare begins. And a fence is a way of saying no trespassing, don't pass beyond this. A fence is for keeping people out, and it's also for keeping us safe within. That's one of the concepts of a fence. You farmers will know all about the importance of fencing off your land, marking out your territory, marking the boundaries. Very, very important in the countryside. And therefore, whenever God gives us this picture of the fence in relation to God's word, he is saying this. God's word provides us with certain boundaries that we should not pass over. God's word is a fence. The law of God illustrates this perfectly. We think of the Ten Commandments. What are we told? We should not take the name of the Lord our God in vain. We should not blaspheme. We should not use God's name in a flippant sense. That's a boundary that we should not pass over. We should not have other gods. We shouldn't worship idols, for example. We should honour the Sabbath day and keep it holy. We should protect the Lord's day, treat it as a special day. Go to church and do things different that day. It shouldn't be a day given over to the normal affairs of everyday business. It should be a day given to God. It is wrong to kill. And that means it's wrong to kill the child in the womb as well. That too is a precious life. It is wrong to commit adultery. The marriage bond is something sacred. It is right for children to honour their parents, and it is wrong to disrespect our parents. It is wrong to covet. We should be content with the things that we have. It is wrong to steal. We should not steal from our neighbour, and we should not steal from the government. We should be honest in our business and in our affairs. These are boundaries that we should not pass over. And when we pass over these moral boundaries, we create all kinds of trouble for ourselves, for our families, and for society. So the word of God does provide us with a fence that we should not pass over. A fence marks our possessions. And here in the verse 57, the psalmist talks about his possession. Thou art my portion, O Lord. I think this is beautiful. You are my possession. You are my portion. The man who wrote this psalm was expressing the fact that he knew the Lord, and that his life was a blessed life because he had the Lord. The Lord was his portion. Do you know the Lord today? Is he part of your life? Have you given your life over to him? As I read this psalm, I see a man who had an intimate acquaintance with the Lord. As he thought of his possession, which was God, he said in verse 61, the bands of the wicked have robbed me, but I have not forgotten thy law. The wicked have robbed me. They took my material possessions, but I have not forgotten you. They can take my wealth, but they cannot remove the relationship I have with you. And that's a precious thing, because in life we may lose many things. We may lose our health, and ultimately we'll lose our lives. And this body of clay will be lowered into the dust from whence it came. But we'll not lose the Lord. The Lord will always be with us in this life and in the life that is to come. In the verse 62, the psalmist said, at midnight I will rise to give thanks unto thee because of thy righteous judgments. Getting up in the middle of the night just to thank God. Here was a man who walked with God because God was his portion. He had true blessing. He had true happiness because he knew God. Do you know God today? Is the Lord in your heart? Is the Christ who died for you in your soul? Have you given your life to him? Well, think of the calf and the fence. God's word being our boundary, but God's word also showing us that our true possession in life should be God. The only source of satisfaction. I thank you so much for listening.